News.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, October the 8th, 2018. We're going to take a look at the aftermath of the Kavanaugh, who is now on the Supreme Court, and of course, one of the people, one of the demonstrators, the hateful demonstrators coming after him said, well, at least we ruined his life. And it's like, maybe you didn't notice that he's got a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. So we're going to talk about the fallout of that. I don't think they ruined his life. I think this is a bump in the road. If it ruined his life, then why are we seeing such a massive bump across the spectrum for people running as Republicans? Because nobody believes these charges. As one individual pointed out, we've seen Republicans outspent massively by Soros-funded organizations and Hollywood and big establishment companies, and yet we see the Republicans surging. And it's because they didn't destroy Kavanaugh's life. They got him a lifetime appointment, and they destroyed their credibility, if they ever had any. So we're going to take a look at that. One of the things that I thought was interesting, NPR today came out with a story. Well, how is Kavanaugh likely to rule on critical issues? Here's a look at his record. That's about 2 months late. If you wanted to take a look at his record, you had a chance to do that. This is kind of like Feinstein coming back with the allegations about something happened 32 years ago that she'd known about for several months and held to the last minute. So now they're going to push back in a different way against Kavanaugh. They could have looked at his background, and that would have been nice to have a discussion about the Bill of Rights, about the Constitution, about our presumption of innocence, our due process, as I've said many times. That's a discussion we chose not to have, and maybe that was part of the design. Maybe that was what the left-right paradigm was actually doing, the establishment. Well, let's have this big fight where we can pit men against women, and then we can avoid any substantive issues being discussed whatsoever. Well, they were able to do it, whether that was the plan or the consequence. And so now to go back and look at where he stands on abortion, we know where he stands on abortion, and they do too. It's one of the reasons why they were opposing him with these false charges on the Second Amendment, on campaign finance, and other things. We've got the CDC urging Americans to get flu shots, even though by even the CDC's estimates, they were only 36% effective last year. Think about that. These flu shots, any shots, are not zero risk. Do you really think that when the best possible scenario is only 36% effective, that you want to take those risks? We're going to talk today to Lori Gregory, Mom Street Journal. We're going to talk to her about the real risks of vaccines, about why you're not hearing what is really happening with vaccines and how ineffective they are, and how their ineffectiveness actually poses a different type of risk to you, because they don't convey the kind of immunity that they're supposed to convey. That means that you are at more risk for these diseases down the road than you would be if you did not get vaccinated, or if you got some of these childhood diseases at the appropriate time. It's all a matter of risk. There is nothing that is 100% safe and effective. So we're going to be talking to her about that. We also have Ryan Bundy joining us to talk about his grassroots campaign for governor in Nevada. He focuses on some very important issues that are not going to be focused on by Republicans and Democrats. They're not going to be talked about in the little kabuki theater that they call debates, because they always have the same issues that they talk about. He's going to be talking about sovereignty, both individual sovereignty and state sovereignty. So he'll be joining us in the second hour. Lori Gregory of the Mom Street Journal will be joining us live in studio. In the third hour, we'll have an extended interview with her. When we come back, we're going to talk about the aftermath of Kavanaugh. We're also going to talk about some very disturbing trends of things that are being weaponized. Not only 5G, but also GMO and a new expose. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Monday, October the 8th, 2018, the Monday after Brett Kavanaugh became a Supreme Court justice, much to the consternation of the left, clawing at the door, screaming, going into fits. And of course, we had Warren University offer extra credit for students to go hassle Susan Collins. Now, some have called for some of her staff to be raped. Is that extra credit if you rape her staff? Maybe. Maybe. I wouldn't put anything past these people, quite frankly. When we look at how the senators voted in terms of Kavanaugh's confirmation, all Republicans hung in there except for two. And, of course, Steve Daines from Montana was away. He was going to fly back in if needed. He wasn't needed. But in case Flake flaked out or some of the others went the other direction, he was going to come back in. Lisa Murkowski from Alaska was there, just voted present, so she basically abstained. Steve Daines was not there. The only Democrat to switch is Joe Manchin, and it was very evident that he needed to do that in order to get reelected. He's going to be, after this vote that he did this last weekend, the people in West Virginia are going to be voting in just a couple of weeks, and this is an area that is probably more Trump country than anything else, and this was being opposed, quite frankly, not because of these charges, but simply because this was a guy that was put out there by President Trump. And this is something the opposition to Kavanaugh and the false allegations to it, that's the key thing. As I said at the top of the hour, you now have NPR out there saying, well, now that he's judged, how is he likely to rule on critical issues? They had a chance to make that case to the American people. Instead, they chose to go, I guess, as Michelle Obama would say, they chose to go low, really low, below the belt, down and dirty. And it was fake and phony. And the American people are disgusted with the Democrats. This is the same kind of I'm with her nonsense that cost them the election in 2016. Besides the fact that Hillary Clinton was a horrible tyrant. The fact that this was all about identity politics. It was just about it's her turn and so forth, or vote for her because she's a woman. This is all about just listen to her because she's a woman. She has to be believed. As many people pointed out, there was another woman that you had to not believe, which was her lifelong friend, if you were to believe her, as well as a lot of men. But, of course, the men don't count. They're not to be believed. So, in the end, it was 50-48. Voting to confirm Kavanaugh. Let's listen to what Lindsey Graham said in terms of Susan Collins. He said she saved us from sliding into the abyss. Here's Lindsey Graham.
Well, it's historic. I mean, it changed the trajectory of where we're headed in the Senate in terms of confirming judges. She adopted the rule of law, rejected the rule of the mob. And if I had to tell somebody a good reason to vote for Judge Kavanaugh, I would ask them to look at Susan's speech. It was just incredible in detail, forcefully delivered. She didn't look like she was pained. She hated what happened to the process, but she was confident that Judge Kavanaugh was the right guy at the right time. So I think she saved the Senate and the judiciary from sliding into the abyss.
All right, so let's take a look at what Susan Collins had to say. She made her case for why she voted. Here's what she had to say.
Was there ever a time, Senator, over the last 48, 72 hours that you were a no vote?
Not in the last 48 or 72 hours, no.
You had doubts after Dr. Blasey Ford testified and Judge Kavanaugh's rebuttal?
I had doubts after Dr. Ford's testimony. I found her very compelling. My heart went out to her because she was clearly traumatized and, as she said, terrified. And right after that, I did have doubts. But then I felt that the judge gave a very compelling denial. And that's why it came down to me, is there corroborating evidence? After reading all the FBI reports plus the sworn statements, not only was there no corroboration, it was the opposite. None of them had any recollection of any such night.
Dr. Ford famously said she was 100% sure that it was Judge Kavanaugh who assaulted her. Are you 100% sure of this vote?
I feel very comfortable that I've made the right decision. I could not come to another decision based on the testimony and the evidence that I reviewed.
Do you hear that? He said, well, she says she's 100% sure. Are you 100% sure that you're against her? And again, she doesn't have any corroborating witnesses, even her lifelong friend, who said she would not corroborate that. Why is one person's testimony elevated by the legacy media? Well, we understand why. It's for political reasons. And if we go back and look at what many of these people said, especially people like Stephen Colbert, who is not one of the leaders of the Democrat Party in the Senate. He just happens to be one of the leaders for the Democrat Party in the media and a spokesperson for them. Yes, he is a court jester, but he nevertheless speaks for them and the rage that they're feeling. And they said this is about Merrick Garland. They made it very clear. A lot of them thought that this was their time to get revenge. You know, even the LA Times pointed out that history is not on their side if they want to try to get revenge for Merrick Garland. And you remember, Merrick Garland was put up by Barack Obama even after the Republicans, who had the majority in the Senate. See, we have these elections, which the Democrats don't seem to care about. Because they continually lose them. So we had elections that gave us a majority of Republicans in the Senate, and they said, let's let this be decided by the next president, whichever side wins that election. Let's put this up before the voters. Do you want to have a replacement that is going to be selected by a Republican or by a Democrat? And, of course, this was after Scalia died in the spring, the same year that we were going to have the election. And even the LA Times said that Scalia's death was only the third time after World War II that you had a Supreme Court nomination in a presidential year. And all three vacancies were held and filled by the winner. Now, the Democrats weren't going to do that because they weren't that confident, evidently, in Hillary Clinton winning, even though they told everybody it was a done deal. But that's what wound up happening. But the Democrats are still angry about that. Well, what happened before World War II? Well, they go through five different presidents, and they talk about this, and every single time the same thing happened. Whenever it was done in a presidential election year, they waited until after the election for the new president to make that pick. It's a different situation in midterm elections, but again, unfortunately for the Democrats, they don't have a majority in the Senate. Let's grab what Bill Maher said. That it was scary that things have changed from we should listen to women to that they should automatically be believed. Because that's what we just heard in that interview with Susan Collins. You've got one woman making this allegation, and he said, she said, and of course he disputes it, so there needs to be some other proof. There wasn't any other proof, and now they took it to the next level, which is not just that a woman should be heard, but she should be believed. And here's what Bill Maher had to say about that absurd standard.
You think that When Trump said, it's a very scary time for young men, yes, let's get out the world's smallest violin. But I think, but wait, let me just ask a question first. Okay, it does seem like things have morphed from listen to any woman who says she's been wronged, which is the right thing to do, to automatically believe.
Here's the nuance.
That's what's scary.
That's right, that's what's scary. And if they really wanted to fix this, if they really wanted to do something for women, first of all, they could start with their own Capitol Hill. They could go back and they could uncover and expose all this hush money that had been spent to cover up sexual harassment charges and other things that are probably more than just harassment, assaults and rapes that were covered up, that were paid for by the taxpayers, that were done and paid for under Nancy Pelosi. Why don't you expose that, and why don't you do something about changing the statute of limitations? We'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm ready for it.
Welcome back. You know, we look at all the dirty tricks. I think it's very interesting, this article from the Epoch Times. It says, Republicans have never borked a nominee to the Supreme Court. You know, a lot of people have said, well, both sides have turned this into a circus. No, actually, it was a one-sided circus. It wasn't a three-ring circus or even a two-ring circus. It was a one-ring circus. And we've seen this over and over again. As I point out, the term bork has actually become a verb in the dictionary, defined in the Webster Dictionary as to attack or to defeat a nominee or candidate for public office unfairly through an organized campaign of harsh public criticism or vilification. We saw it first done to Judge Bork, Judge Robert Bork, who was nominated by President Reagan. We saw it done later in 1991 to Clarence Thomas, who managed to get through. And as one person said at the beginning of that hearing, from the National Organization of Women, it was a feminist activist, Florence Kennedy, who said, we're going to bork him. We're going to kill him politically. This little creep, where did he come from? Well, now you know. And now you know where you can find him. On the Supreme Court bench. Along with another guy that you guys tried to bork, Kavanaugh. Didn't work. Even Jeff Flake, the guy who was at risk of becoming a verb himself, narrowly escaped that, although maybe he won't narrowly escape that. He might actually be what people think in the future was the basis of that slang term flaking out. They might think it actually goes back to Jeff Flake. As I said, he may become an eponym himself, but he actually voted for Kavanaugh as well. And then what is it doing to the blue wave? Many people say the blue wave has now crashed upon the rocks of Kavanaugh. There's indications that the polls have moved in favor of Republican candidates in many Senate races. As one article from McClatchy says, well, the Republicans are getting outraised. They're struggling in suburbia. Their top guy is dividing America. But suddenly, 5 weeks from Election Day, Republicans are seeing tangible evidence of a spike in GOP enthusiasm that has eluded them the entire cycle. One Republican pollster, Robert Blizzard, said, it's got to be Kavanaugh. Yeah, it is. It is. And it's also Trump. He's above 50%, in case McClatchy didn't notice. And to show how desperate the Democrats are, you even had an Oregon senator, Jeff Merkley, filing a lawsuit against Trump to try to derail the Kavanaugh nomination. Now, hopefully, with the Republicans in power, they will do something about the judicial system, which has been the greatest abuse of power. When we look at the two biggest problems generically, I guess, in terms of power centers in Washington, it's the bureaucracy, which is out of control, the permanent unelected bureaucracy that passes so many regulations on a regular basis, and it is the judiciary. When the Democrats lose elections, what do? They turn to the judiciary. And this is a good example. You got an Oregon senator, Jeff Merkley. Why is he filing this? Let's see. They lost the election for Senate. They don't have a majority in the Senate. They lost the election for the president. He doesn't really have any Democratic basis for doing this. And yet this Democrat then launches a lawsuit, which is what they always do. When the president exercises his constitutional powers and does something that he has the duty to do, which is to protect our borders, what do? They file a lawsuit. This is always a response of the Democrats. File a lawsuit. When we look at others that are moving in direction in terms of the election, we see that Cruz is now leading O'Rourke 50-44 in a recent poll. This is a poll taken October 2nd through the 5th, survey of 1,000 registered likely Texas voters. They've realized that they can't find a guy named Beto O'Rourke. No such person exists. There is a Robert O'Rourke, an Irishman, who is pretending to be Hispanic, this trans-Hispanic. The guy who, as I've pointed out many times, Politico even had to put in when they found the review that he did that some women found offensive because he happened to notice the size of breasts and behinds that were in a Follies review when he was writing this as a 19-year-old. They said he used the byline Robert O'Rourke. Well, that's because that was his name. It was his name then. That's what he went by then. It was only when he decided that he wanted to run for office in a heavily Hispanic district that he adopted an Hispanic identity. This guy is a fraud. He is a Soros front trying to latch on to identity politics so he can force Soros socialism on Texans. This is the, I don't know what else to say about it, but fortunately it's Kavanaugh that has pushed this thing around. And then we look at Elena Kagan. Remember, it was Elena Kagan who was nominated by the Obama administration, by President Obama, to fill a vacancy. She had been the point person on pushing Obamacare. And Obamacare was going to be coming before the Supreme Court. As a matter of fact, it did come before the Supreme Court after she got on the Supreme Court bench. And she did not recuse herself. Do you have a problem with that? I do. I have a big problem with that. That was one of the most obvious conflicts of interest. Of course, there have been other examples of it with Elena Kagan, also with Darth Vader Ginsburg, in terms of homosexual marriage. They refused to recuse themselves. But she had this to say after Judge Kavanaugh was put into the Supreme Court. She was talking to MSN, of course. They didn't have a problem with this, Microsoft. All of us, she said, need to be aware of that, every single one of us, and need to realize just how precious the court's legitimacy is. It's an incredibly important thing for the court to guard, this reputation of being impartial, being neutral, and not being simply an extension of a terribly polarizing process. This is Elena Kagan, who was appointed, and this is my commentary, of course, not MSN. They're not going to tell you this. They had absolutely nothing to say about how she became a political operative, violating the Constitution, usurping authority to enforce a mandate for you and I to have to buy private insurance at the dictates of the federal government. There's absolutely no authority for that in the Constitution. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment rule that out decisively, decisively. Just, of course, as they rule out the war on drugs. And that was recognized by Congress in the early 20th century when they wanted to do alcohol prohibition. They realized they didn't have the authority to prohibit alcohol, so they passed an 18th Amendment. It was still a bad idea, and they still undid that later on, but they had respect for the Constitution to do it legally and constitutionally. There is no such respect for the Constitution anymore. From either the left or the right, Republicans or Democrats, nobody cares about the Constitution. And for her to talk about the fact that they have to guard the reputation of the Supreme Court to be neutral and not to be politicized, what hypocrisy we see from the Democrats all along. This person who was pushing and put in there to push an unconstitutional mandate on health care and had no shame in doing it. Now to talk about that. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months, a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about what's going on with 5G. We had some new information come out about this over the weekend. Somebody pointed out this is the same frequency that has been used for crowd control weapons by both America, Russia, and China. This high frequency causes your skin to burn in sufficient power levels. But, of course, you're going to be right next to the antennas. You're going to be every 50 feet or so. And it isn't necessarily going to be something that you're going to feel all the time. It's going to be something that is going to be a gradual poisoning and harming of your body, focusing, in many cases, more so on men than on women, as studies have shown. You want to talk about toxic masculinity? Let's talk about poisoning men, literally. That is the hatred that the establishment and the elite have for men. To that point. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a new biological weapon that involves genetic modification in a very unique way. It's been exposed by many people. I want to have a lot of information. I want to get into that. So I want to finish up with what's going on with politics. Again, we have, and I have to cover this because I think this is amazing that we have yet again the FBI, former FBI agents, just to show you how corrupt and how politicized the FBI, the Department of Justice, continue to be. We have a former FBI agent and a lifelong friend of Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Ford, allegedly pressured a woman to change her statement that she knew nothing at all about the alleged sexual assault by Kavanaugh in 1982. This is a report from the Wall Street Journal. And this is actually something that was said by Leyland Kaiser. But evidently, this woman, Leyland, is not to be believed. Only believe Christine Ford. Because when Christine Ford says that Leyland was there, and Leyland says, no, I wasn't. I was never at a party with you and Brett Kavanaugh. I was never at a party with Brett Kavanaugh, period. Whether you were there or not. And so you're not supposed to believe her, even though she was a lifelong friend of Christine Ford. And you're not supposed to believe Leyland Kaiser when she says that she told FBI investigators that a mutual friend and a retired FBI agent, Monica McLean, warned her that Senate Republicans were going to use her statement to rebut Ford's allegation against Kavanaugh, and that she should at least, quote, clarify, unquote, her story to say that she didn't remember the party. Not that it never happened. So what she's trying to do is get her to soften it up. She had a very strong statement. Never happened, said her friend, her female friend, her lifelong female friend. And so then a former FBI agent, now retired, comes along the side and says, well, maybe you ought to just say, I can't really be sure. I don't remember the party. But maybe it happened. Who knows? No, she was very definitive that it didn't happen. And then she came out and said, I was warned by this FBI agent to change my story. But don't believe her. No, it didn't happen. Absolutely didn't happen. We're only to believe the Democrats. We're only to believe this corrupt FBI agency that has become so politicized. And this is the problem. Everything in Washington is politicized. Elena Kagan says we're supposed to pretend that we're neutral. She didn't say pretend. I'm saying that. We have this reputation of being impartial. We all know that the Supreme Court is nothing but nine political appointees that unfortunately are there for life, that are not accountable to anybody once they get there. Now, the Democrats think that Brett Kavanaugh is going to be accountable. This is how desperate they are. You got Gerald Nadler out there promising that the Democrats will launch an investigation into Kavanaugh after they get elected. So he's out there still trying to keep this thing going. You got other Democrats out there saying we can balance the Supreme Court by adding two liberal judges. And even more Democrats out there saying we can impeach him. Let's keep this going. We've had a massive surge from Democrats to Republicans. So Democrats, I want you to keep this up. Just keep it up. It's going to work really well. I think this is a great strategy for you. Perhaps you can run Michael Avenatti in 2020 against President Trump. And you can keep saying that you're going to impeach Kavanaugh. You're going to pack the court. We saw when FDR tried to attempt that. They never give up. When they don't win an election, it doesn't matter whether it's the election that we vote in or whether it's the election that the senators that we voted in vote in. They will not accept it. They will try every dirty trick they can. They will lie. And they will steal not just our money as socialists, but they will try to steal what happens in a democratic process. As American Thinker says, it was tragic that Christine Ford threw a childhood friend under the bus and put mysterious health issues in play with millions watching. Because when her friend didn't support it, she goes, well, she's got major health issues, so you can't believe anything she has to say. Dr. Ford, it turns out, is a nasty, expedient person, and she needs to be investigated because, as we pointed out, she lied under oath. We got people saying an ex-boyfriend who knew her for 6 years said he saw her coaching people how to pass a polygraph test, and she testified under oath that she had never done that. So here we are. You know, it's a he said, she said. But, of course, it's a man who's bringing that accusation, so he doesn't deserve to be believed. But Alan Dershowitz said that the ACLU's opposition to Kavanaugh sounds its death knell. Well, it should. It should. He made some very interesting points, which apply not only to Brett Kavanaugh, but also apply to the censorship that we're now seeing with social media. And I look at not only the ACLU, but I look at libertarians within Cato, within Reason, who don't oppose this kind of censorship because it's being done supposedly by private organizations. Woefully ignorant of the 1946 Supreme Court decision that said that even if a private corporation owns the public square, it's still the public square, and they don't get to censor. And that's as it should be. Censorship is not okay. And we have a government to make sure that we don't have censorship by a handful of people, to make sure that we don't have censorship even by a majority of the people. If we have a First Amendment to make sure that the government that is elected by a majority of the people can't censor speech, and we're talking about social media, we're not just talking about censorship of the press, which they have done to InfoWars. We're talking about your speech, your ability to be able to see a story that you agree or disagree with and pass that story along. That's what they're really getting at when they censor people on social media. And that's behind the shadow banning as well as the banning of individual journalists and entire news organizations that's happening and being applauded by libertarians on both the left and the right, who refuse to look at the consequences, who refuse to look at the principle of free speech. They look at private property if they're on the right. And if they're on the left, they look at their political agenda. And if it fits their political agenda, they don't care about the principle of free speech. If it's on the right, it's like, oh, private property. They can do whatever they want. No, they can't. And if we're going to say that censorship, as I said, by the majority of people in an election is bad because that's what the government theoretically is, then we should say that censorship done by one or two oligarchs in Silicon Valley is wrong. Or a handful of social justice warriors at Twitter or at YouTube or at Google. And so Alan Dershowitz said, why did the ACLU oppose a Republican nominee to the Supreme Court and argue for a presumption of guilt regarding sexual allegations directed against that judicial nominee? The answer is as clear as it is simple. It's all about pleasing their donors. They used to be cash poor, but rich in principle. Now they have flipped the other way. He said the problem is most of the money is not coming from civil libertarians who care about free speech, due process, or the rights of the accused and defending the unpopular. It's coming from radical leftists in Hollywood and Silicon Valley and other areas that don't have a deep commitment to civil liberties or to any kind of liberty. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's happening in China. I'm going to get into details of how they insinuated this chip into the process, but I'm also going to tell you about what's going on with 5G and why our government is pushing it so hard. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about what's happening in terms of not only our health being attacked by 5G, but also our privacy and our safety and liberty. Because those are not two things that you can trade off. Whenever you give up your liberty for the promise of safety, you won't get the safety. You just become more of a slave. And we are gradually moving into a panopticon prison. And 5G that is being rolled out is a big part of that. But it's also a threat to our health. I want to talk about both of those things in this segment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And for the listeners of this program, we have an exclusive discount. You can save 15% off of the ProPure King water filtration system. That is the large gravity feed water filtration system from ProPure. You can save that 15% off. Just use the coupon code REALNEWS at checkout to save 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. We also have a couple of other specials I'll tell you about. BrainForce Plus, 40% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula that you can take orally. You don't have to get the injection. You get the same effect that you would get with a vitamin B12 shot. You can do that with the Secret 12 Vitamin B12. You can get that for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we're on our last run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Pick up yours today before it's gone. All right, let's take a look at what's going on with 5G. They're going to be rolling this out very quickly. They're going to have some of the largest cities are going to be implementing it this spring. And they're hoping to have it in most of the major cities by 2020. And they're not going to stop there. They're going to roll it out into the rural areas. They're going to blanket the earth in 5G signals. Is it a good thing? We had a story that came out over the weekend, and it talked about the fact that the 5G network uses the same EMF waves as the Pentagon's crowd control system. And, of course, this is a crowd control system that is used not only by the Pentagon, but also by Russia and China. This is reported by Natural Blaze. Drudge picked it up. As they point out, we'll soon see new small cell towers near all schools on every residential street. It'll be dispersed throughout the environment, and it'll be pretty much everywhere, not just urban, but also rural. The safety of the technology is a serious question, but we're not going to consider that. Just like the vaccine situation, going back to 1986, the vaccine companies came to Washington and said, we have so many people complaining about being damaged with vaccines that unless you give us legal immunity, we're going to stop making vaccines. So they gave them legal immunity, and you can't sue them. You can go to a vaccine court. You can try to make your case there, and they will perhaps listen to you, but you don't get full due process there. And then 10 years later, in 1996, as they were beginning to roll out the cell phone towers and so forth, they said, we're going to pass the 1996 Telecommunications Act. It was the Clinton administration. By the way, the Clinton administration is the same ones that allowed the Ask Your Doctor commercials everywhere, where they run these commercials with all the negative side effects being rapidly put there. But then you see the people in slow motion running through the fields. Well, those fields are now going to be filled with 5G antennas. And there's nothing legally at this point that you can do about it, because according to the federal government and the 1996 Telecommunications Act, which needs to be challenged, it needs to be nullified at the state and local level. We can have this fight. We've already done it with medical marijuana. They never changed marijuana. It is still federally prohibited, according to the UN agenda. But we have overturned that in state elections, and we need to do the same thing with 5G. But they passed the 1996 Telecommunications Act, which says you can only object to these cell phone towers on the basis of property devaluation because it's ugly. You can't object to it on the basis of health concerns. So forget about your health concerns. Maybe if it devalues your property, you got an argument to make. But you can't do it on the basis of health concerns. You know, they'll put a hedge up in front of it so you don't see it maybe. But they're not going to take it away. And it's the same thing now with the 5G. You don't like these things every 50 feet? You don't like them hanging on your front porch? Too bad. The federal government says you can't do anything about it. Well, we'll see about that. Why would you want to do something about it? Well, the question is, why would they do something without your informed consent? Why would they do something like this without actual testing? Well, they're doing that everywhere. They're doing it with the self-driving cars, many other instances. I could spend an entire program talking about all the things the federal government does to attack your health without your knowledge or permission. But it uses very high-frequency millimeter waves. Now, when you look at your 3G phone and your 4G phone, that was 3 gigahertz, it was 4 gigahertz. Is 5G going to be 5 gigahertz? No, it's going to be 30 gigahertz up to 100 gigahertz. It is millimeter. And what happens when you get that short of wavelength? Well, as has been pointed out by a researcher, Ben Ishai of the Department of Physics at Hebrew University, he says human sweat ducts act like a number of helical antennas when exposed to these very short millimeter wavelengths. And so what happens is the 5G, the short wavelength things, it heats the sweat ducts up, and it feels like your skin is on fire. That is why they use it for crowd control. That's why the Pentagon and the Russians and the Chinese have used this for crowd control. They can hit you with 5G millimeter radiation, and it sets your skin on fire. And so the question is, of course, you're not going to feel that. They're going to make sure that it is a low enough frequency that it's not going to do that. But it definitely has a physiological effect on you. And we haven't done sufficient evaluation of this. As a matter of fact, the evaluation that has been done shows that just like the cell phone antennas, just like the iPhones that you use, we've seen an increase of people holding the phones up to their head and using it for a very long period of time. And Apple has a disclaimer for that. Other cell phone companies do because they know that they might be sued. It's kind of like the disclaimer in your vaccine insert that people don't care about or don't read. Talking about all the different things that they put in the vaccines, like aluminum or like formaldehyde. Oh, don't read that. Well, you know, don't read those claims about what it could possibly do to your brain or to other parts of your anatomy, especially for males. When we look at the fertility rate dropping, when we look at spermageddon, they had the sperm count, the motility has dropped by 60% and is rapidly increasing. And so at the same time, people are saying, what's going to happen as we increase this blanket of radiation and as we change it qualitatively? What is going to happen? We've already had fertility rates drop to an all-time low, cut in half since the 1950s. So sperm rates dropped by 60%. Fertility rates cut by 50%. And, of course, the sperm rates and the fertility rates are dropping as we move along. So the question is this going to bring about human extinction? Are they going to have to then get rid of natural childbirth and go to the labs? Of course, that's what they're working on. That's what they're trying to do in terms of cloning. Many people said we could have the human race facing extinction. Maybe they would like to see that happen. Who knows? But here's one thing that's going to happen that we know for sure. And that is that this is going to create a network that if it doesn't kill you physically, it will kill you spiritually. It will kill your liberty. It will kill your privacy. It will kill everything about you that you have held separate, away from the collective. Nothing that you do will be hidden from these people. And that is why they are hell-bent to impose this on you, regardless of the health issues. If it isn't their purpose to kill or to depopulate the human race with health effects, it is their purpose to control the human race. Make no doubt about that. That is an obvious purpose of this, whether you want to dispute the health effects or not. And as we had John McAfee warning people about the presidential alerts, we had a lot of people pushing back on John McAfee just because he told them about how this system had been hacked. The E-911 chip that was supposed to be there for emergencies. And now that has been hacked by the FEMA people so that they can have access to that for anything. They can listen to, tap into your microphone. They can tap into your video monitor. It's not just pushing content. It's also pulling content from your phone that you should be concerned about. And there's a great article we'll talk about on the other side of the break. Leave no dark corner. Something came out from ABC. And they talk about a Chinese woman and they say, it's very creepy. As they go through, they say, look, she's being watched 24 hours a day, every step she takes, every one of her actions, what she even puts into her shopping cart will be used for her social media credit. But guess what? She's just fine with that. She likes that. It's the mentality of slavery, and Americans have it as well.
We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
So what is going to happen to the common man? Is this going to be the swan song of the common man? 21st century? Take a look at this article coming from ABC. Leave no dark corner. And this is one of the darkest articles you're going to see in quite a while. But it really does lay out what people are accepting. There they, as you're looking at some of the video that is embedded into that article, they've got little red and green boxes around people, boxes around their faces, monitoring everything people do in China. And this is the way that they describe it. Dan Dan Fan is very much the modern Chinese woman. She's a marketing professional, diligent, prosperous. In many ways, she is the model Chinese citizen. But she's being watched 24 hours a day. There's a vast network of 200 million closed-circuit TV cameras across China, and it ensures that there is no dark corner, nowhere to hide. Every step she takes, every one of her actions, big or small, even what she thinks, can be tracked and judged. Oh, will they judge it accurately, or will they get a false ID here? Dan Dan says she's fine with that. She's fine with that. Is she that much different from Americans? How many times do we have to tell you what is happening with this, how it is going to be used? You paid no attention, most of you, to the Snowden documents that were released. You don't care when your phone goes off and you can't turn off that document. You don't care when I show you that the NSA was bragging about the fact that you had bought Big Brother and you were carrying it around with you in your pocket. You don't care about any of that stuff. And so those like Dan Dan, and she's a good little citizen. She has a top citizen score. She'll get VIP treatment wherever she goes. So she'll be able to stay at nice hotels, travel easily, get cheap loans, have a fast track to the best universities and jobs. As they say, and this is very sinister, just listen, this is their slogan from the Chinese government talking about social media credit. They said, it will allow the trustworthy to roam freely under heaven, while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step. Those at the bottom can be locked out of society. They can be banned from travel. They can be barred from getting credit or government jobs. It's probably the largest social engineering product ever attempted, a way to control and coerce more than a billion people. And if successful, it'll be the world's first digital dictatorship. And who are the partners in this? Companies like Apple, companies like Google. The companies who led the censorship of InfoWars to take down an entire news organization. The people who are shadow banning your free speech. The people who have already set up social credit scores here in America. It just hasn't been tied to taking you down yet, as far as you know. Do you really know if it has been tied to the secret do not fly list or the do not buy list that they want to set up for people? Make sure you can't get a gun. They said at the supermarket, while she's browsing the aisles, it'll be watching her. It'll be looking at what she's putting into her shopping cart. Buying too much alcohol might suggest dependence, and she'd lose a couple of points. If she buys a pack of diapers, it might suggest responsibility, and she'll get a few points. And the system will be live, so her score will be updated in real time. Have any of you seen the Black Mirror episode that was called Nosedive? It had Ron Howard's daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard. She's been in the last two Jurassic Parks. And it was about a social media credit score. You could instantly see, you know, you would interact with people and they'd look at you and they would hit their phone and they would take you up or they would take you down. It was something that was just peer-to-peer, and it showed how much peer pressure there was from social media. But it didn't show this dark aspect of the Black Mirror when it was being used by a digital dictatorship. Now, they even say that Even your friends, of course, will affect your score in China. Even who you marry. And so, of course, Dan Dan marries somebody that has a higher social media credit score. You know, you should watch that Black Mirror episode, Nosedive. Just make sure you watch it on a virtual private network so it doesn't affect your social media score. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. David Knight, I was just talking about this article, Leave No Dark Corner. I tell you, it is one of the darkest articles to contemplate the future that is in store for all of us. Because what's happening in China now is simply a beta test for what they're doing in America. We already have, as soon as we saw the social credit score that was being done in China, and the ubiquitous biometric observation matching everything that somebody was doing, even to the point, as the crew just pointed out, Julian said, hey, did you see in the video where even as she's shopping, you know, they're monitoring what she's putting into her shopping cart, but she gets her social credit score dinged if she doesn't hold the door open the right way. I mean, every little thing that you're doing. Can you imagine living under that kind of pressure? And that's what they want to do to you and I. That's why they are pushing 5G so hard. It is going to be the necessary infrastructure for this kind of surveillance. And the tracking is going to extend to everything that you do. That's one of the reasons why they're pushing so hard to take away your car, and why I'm pushing so hard to make sure they don't take away your car and your ability to travel freely and anonymously in your own private vehicle. They have always wanted to own all transportation and use that as a point of control, making you dependent on them. I mean, that's always been what the Democrats and the urban planners have wanted to do. I've told a story many times about the city council meeting that I went to in Raleigh, where this was before the Soviet Union fell, bragging about the fact that she had just gone to Moscow and she was able to go anywhere in Moscow for a nickel. We need to be able to do that in Raleigh. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, you're going to set up a subway system, or the dream of all these central planners, we're going to have a light rail, monorail system. Yeah, just like Disney World. These boondoggles. No, it cost the people in Moscow everything that they had. Not just their money, but their liberty. But it is far worse now what they're doing. Far greater control that they would exercise over you. And that is that they would monitor every movement that you make. Tax every movement that you make. And that's what they want to do with these self-driving cars that they want to put everywhere, as they ban automobiles everywhere. They're doing this everywhere. Paris is now going to have car-free Sundays once a month, where you can't have any cars inside of Paris. We've got German cities where they're outright banning them. In the UK, they're even charging people more to park a diesel vehicle. They want these things in the scrapyard. Why? Because they are durable, they are affordable, and they are private, and they can't have anything private, especially your movement. You better figure this out, because the movement is far more important to them than anything else. And that's what they're coming after very hard. That's why they have to have this 5G network. It is essential for them to control and track your every movement. Somebody who understands that is Ryan Bundy. And I wanted to talk to Ryan because one of the things that he's got on his website, he's running for governor in Nevada, and he really does understand the issues here. It's very rare to see somebody who really understands the issues. And he's got, when you look at his website, and of course you can go to his website, governorbundy.com. And it's a great thing to look at the way he's laid this stuff out. Because he goes down, first of all, corruption, cleaning up government, talking about state sovereignty. And then he's got another section where it's all about our rights. Can you imagine somebody running for political office that's concerned about our individual liberty? He starts with our right of self-determination, which is the right of the individual. Then he goes to the right of the family unit, because that's the next most important thing after the individual, if we had our priorities straight. You notice how different this is from the way the other politicians operate? There, the most important thing is the federal government. Then after that, they go down to the next level of jurisdiction, which is going to be the state government or whatever. Gradually getting down to you, the slave. No, it starts with us. They've inverted that power pyramid. The people should be the ones who are the most important. So we're going to join Ryan Bundy right now. Again, you can find him, governorbundy.com. We're going to go down these issues that he's running on, because he actually does talk about issues that are issues that the Republicans and Democrats won't talk about. You can also find him on Twitter at Battleborn Bundy. And he was battleborn. He stood up, and instead of being cowed down by the people who attacked them, the people who ultimately arrested them, held them in jail for 2 years, brutally attacked them in jail. I've talked to his brother, Ammon. He's still suffering from injuries that he had in jail. 2 years awaiting trial. They were vindicated, finally, by a good man, a whistleblower in the BLM who exposed the corruption of the BLM, of the Department of Justice, of the FBI, exposed those lies. And after coming out, he didn't breathe a sigh of relief. Ryan Bundy got back into the fight, and now he's running for governor in Nevada. Thank you for joining us, Ryan.
Thank you for having me, David. I appreciate it.
I want to talk a little bit about the issues that you've got here. Let's run down some of these, because as I was saying before, you start with the right of self-determination. Then you talk about the right of family unit, the right to property, the right of self-defense. I really like the way that you have structured this, and it's important to talk about our rights. Our government was created to protect our rights, and yet the government is the source of the destruction of those rights now, isn't it?
That is correct. You know, and of course, I've listed a few here, but there are so many more. Yeah. Rights that, you know, are not listed here. I mean, I could go on much longer if I were to list more. But anyway,
well, that's why we got the Ninth Amendment, because we don't have to list every one of them. They have to list what powers they've had delegated to them. But let's talk a little bit about the right of the family unit, because that's something you don't typically hear politicians talk about. You'll have the GOP will talk about family values, but they don't really value the family unit, do they?
No, they don't. You know, now, you know, of course, I've made it no secret that I'm, you know, I'm a religious man. I look to, you know, to God and to Scripture for the basis of my principles. And, you know, when you think about the creation and God created Adam and Eve, the first commandment he gave them was to multiply and replenish the earth. And so he organized a family unit, Adam and Eve being husband and wife, and commanded them to have children. And so, you know, that's the most basic organization there is on this earth.
There is
no other.
And so we started out as people made in the image of God, and then God creates the family unit, and rightfully constructed, our nation is going to be consisting of families, and it's going to be supporting those families, because if it loses that family, it has lost everything. The society is going to unravel, isn't it?
It is, you know, and I want to make note that, you know, God created Adam and Eve. He did not create Adam and Steve.
That's right.
Okay, so
that's right.
You know, homosexuality does not fit in with God's plan, and it doesn't fit in with the family unit. And also, you know, what God has put together, let not man put asunder. Let no man put asunder. And so it seems like there's a nonstop barrage of attack upon the family unit. and the family is attacked at every corner, every point, it seems like. And so, you know, that needs to be protected, and that needs to be honored.
You know, it's gotten to the point where not only has the federal government usurped its authority to define marriage. First of all, whatever you want to define marriage as, it's not the purpose of the federal government, certainly not the purpose of the Supreme Court to define that. We had referenda after referenda, and it was consistently overturned, even in California. And so what do? They turn to the Supreme Court. And it's not even just a Christian thing. It's every civilization has always recognized what a family is, that it's the union of a man and a woman. Even in Greece, where they accepted homosexuality, they didn't accept homosexual marriage. And so this is something that we've not seen before, and this is something that's been pushed on people from a federal government that has usurped its authority. When we come back, Ryan, I want to talk to you about some of these other issues on here. Of course, the right to property is something that the Bundys stood up to there in Nevada. That was the fundamental issue there, the right to self-defense. But there's some other issues that you typically don't hear talked about. We're going to get to those with Ryan Bundy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Ryan Bundy. He is running for governor in Nevada as an independent. And I want to read to you from his issues here on his website. Of course, you can find him, governorbundy.com, where he is talking about the right of self-defense. And, of course, we're talking about the Second Amendment that recognizes our God-given right to self-defense. This is what Ryan Bundy writes on his website at Governor Bundy, where he's talking about the issues. He said, a beautiful and proper use of the Second Amendment took place at Bunkerville, Nevada on April the 12th, 2014, when unconstitutional federal agencies attacked the Bundy Ranch with paramilitary-style forces consisting of 200 armed men, 150 vehicles, 5 helicopters, MRAPs, snipers, high-elevation surveillance drones, agent provocateurs, confidential informants, operational plans, and many other military-type equipment, manpower, and technologies, intending to destroy the Bundy Ranch and either kill or imprison Cliven Bundy and his family. After the Nevada State and Clark County elected officials refused to enforce and defend the Bundy's rights against the abuse of federal agencies, people from many states came to support the Bundy family in defense of their lives, liberties, and properties. This militia of people included some who were armed and some who were not. Because of their sheer numbers, and greatly because of those who bore arms, the perpetrators were obliged to abandon their design. I was there. I saw it. It was a beautiful thing. One of the best things I've seen. And so now, running for governor is Ryan Bundy. And Ryan, I don't want to leave the right of the family just yet before we talk about CPS. Because one of the things that came out in all this Kavanaugh stuff, I said, yeah, you want to talk about Kavanaugh losing his due process. I agree. She should be heard, but there should be a presumption of innocence, and there should be a hearing about this. But there typically isn't a hearing when they take our property under civil asset forfeiture. There typically isn't a hearing when they take our children from CPS. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, the CPS, you know, the whole idea of it, oh, it's supposed to be good. It's supposed to protect the children. But I'll tell you what, it is so terribly abusive. Again, because there is no presumption of innocence. They come in under any complaint or accusation or from anybody, somebody from school, somebody that's angry at you might call them up and say, hey, these guys are abusing their children. And before any investigation is done, they swoop in, take all the children out of the home, and then it's a fight for your life to put your family back together.
That's right. And take the kids first, and then wrong. They do the process later if they do it at all. To paraphrase,
you know,
what President Trump said about the Second Amendment.
When we talk about the stress on the children, I mean, my goodness, I mean, this is not good for the children at all. It's not good for the family unit, and people have, you know, families have a very hard time from recovering from this.
One of the things that you said in your issues here, and I think this is very important, and again, I encourage people to go to governorbundy.com. The state should not remove the child from the home unless extremely necessary, and only then, first to another family member chosen by the parents. That is a rational process. If people are alleging that there's some violence going on, then fine. Put them with another family member, give them due process, and do it quickly. They take years to do this, and typically the first thing they do is take the children away and put them in a stranger's home, and many things happen to those kids in that kind of child care.
Yeah, it's not right. It's wrong, and it needs to stop.
Well, I'm glad that you got that there. That's something I wish that we would see more politicians of either party. Anybody would pick that up, but we don't see the Republicans or Democrats talking about that. Let's talk about a couple of other things that we typically don't see politicians talking about, and that is the right to choose what you put in your body. And I would say also what not to put in your body, right? Those are a couple of different things.
Informed consent when it comes to vaccines.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't own your body because you're a slave of the government, then you don't get a chance to say what you put in your body, or you know, they can put stuff in that you don't want put in.
Well, okay, so, you know, I always like to start out with stating that, you know, the only legitimate purpose for government is to aid the individual in claiming, using, and defending his rights. Government is not supposed to be dictating what we do and what we do not do. Now, that actually goes along with that self-determination as well. And again, I believe that the first and most fundamental principle of eternity is that of free agency. In other words, an individual has the right to choose for himself what he will do in every situation, so long as he does not do harm to another.
That's right.
So when it comes to putting things into your body, whether they be healthy or unhealthy, that's your choice. That's the individual's choice. And government does not have any right to force or restrict what you use. And so when it comes to, like, you know, the drug war, the war on drugs, you know, supposedly this is supposed to be a good thing, or we're going to try to prevent, you know, all this harmful stuff from taking place, and on and on and on. Well, well enough said. But the problem is that they're destroying liberty. They're destroying individuals' rights. Even if their choices are doing themselves harm, government has no place in dictating what we do. Now,
absolutely right. You know, and we went down that path once before, but at least we had a Congress that had respect for the Constitution when they prohibited alcohol. You know, that was an experiment. It was a failed experiment. It didn't work because they couldn't address this psychological, medical, spiritual problem of addiction. They couldn't address it with law enforcement. All it did was create massive organized crime mafias. And so they undid that. But at least they had respect for the Constitution because they understood that under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, they didn't have any power to prohibit anything. But now they don't respect the Constitution anymore.
Yeah, you know, when that prohibition on alcohol did not work, and so what did they do? They turn around and make a prohibition on many of these other substances. And is that working? No, it's doing the same thing that the prohibition on alcohol did. It creates, you know, the mafias, the fabrication or the creation of those things, and a black market, and a lot of crime goes on it. Anyway, it's just bad. Now, you know, by me saying this doesn't mean that I agree with partaking of these substances. You know,
that's right.
In the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which I am a member, we have what we call the Word of Wisdom, which it's wise not to partake of these things. But that we do of our own free will and choice. And we don't partake of anything that becomes addictive or harmful to our body. And so we don't drink alcohol or partake of tobacco or harmful drugs. But there shouldn't be a war on those things. We should be teaching correct principles. In other words, teaching people, hey, these things are bad for you, so therefore you should choose of your own free will and choice not to partake of them. But you cannot legislate morality. You cannot create laws and force people to be good.
And we've had 47 years of the war on drugs to prove that. so we know it's not working, but we continue to use
you know, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, kindness, goodness, and you've got to teach with patience and perseverance. But you cannot force. It doesn't work.
But I think this has given us an opportunity, Ryan, because I think what this has shown is that as we've seen over 60% of the states thumb their nose at the federal government's prohibition of marijuana, I think it has shown us a path of how we can peacefully nullify the usurpation of federal authority. And we can do it on a state-by-state basis. And that's why I think what you're doing, running for governor, is so important. Because we are not powerless. We can shut down this unconstitutional act by the federal government. Stay with us. We've got one more segment with Ryan Bundy. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target. And if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, we're talking to Ryan Bundy. He's running for governor in Nevada. And folks, you don't have to live in Nevada to support Ryan Bundy. You have to live there to vote for him, but you don't have to live there to support him. If you want to support him, or even if you're somebody who's interested in how you can get power back at the state level, he's laid out a very good platform here, talking about the rights of individuals, talking about state sovereignty and so forth. This is how we get our power back. Power has been inverted. We've got it. Everything has been pulled into Washington, and they are unrestrained in terms of what they do to us. It's no longer the federal government. It is now the feral government. Just drop the D. You know, they've gone wild. They've gone feral on us. And so if you want to see how you can start to get this back, I think, as we said going to break, that I think the nullification of marijuana laws is a good example. We've also had a lot of pastors who have nullified the Johnson Amendment that was put into the IRS code, said, oh, you want to say that we can't have a tax deduction if we talk about politics? Well, here's the audio tape of my sermon where I specifically endorse somebody. Do something about it. Because they don't have the authority to do that, they have not done anything about that. Just like Jeff Sessions, as much as he would like to shut down any use of medical marijuana, hasn't done it. Because it would show that he doesn't have the power if he was challenged in court. We really talked about that. So I'm glad to see that Ryan Bundy is talking about that. I want to talk about something else that's on his list of issues here, and that's the right to travel. This is something that has been a concern for a lot of people as we gradually see our rights turned into privileges. And, of course, that was something that for many decades, whenever you get a map of a particular state, there would always be a message on the back from the governor. You know, the governor of Texas or the governor of North Carolina. Thank you for driving in North Carolina or Texas. We want to emphasize that we want you to enjoy your privilege of driving. Driving is a privilege and so forth and so on. No, it isn't. Travel is a right. Tell us about the difference between these two things, Ryan.
Well, you know, I like to define or describe a right versus a privilege as, say, like your house. If you own your house, you do not have to ask anyone to go in. It's yours. And so you go and you can change things. You can, you know, remodel the kitchen or whatever. You can do what you want with it because it's yours. You don't have to ask anyone permission. However, if you don't own your house and you're just a renter, a lessee, then being there is a privilege that the owner, who has the right, has allowed you to enter. And you don't have the right to make changes without his permission. And so if you wanted to remodel your kitchen, so to speak, you would have to get a permit or license from the rightful owner, the one who has the right. So that's the difference. When you have a right, you don't ask. You utilize that right. And so what government is doing is they are taking our rights. They're claiming that that we don't have the rights. They're calling it illegal. And to do whatever they don't want us to do. And then they turn around and sell us that right or turn it into a privilege and say that we can do this thing now if we have their permission. And yeah. So they're hijacking our right.
And we've seen this happening for a long time just in our right to travel. And then we saw it happen in our right to travel on an airplane. First it was with cars, then it was with airplanes, saying, oh, no, we're going to do a full inspection on your body before you can get on the plane and so forth. It's always done under the premise of safety and security. And, of course, that is a very tenuous claim when it comes to travel because the TSA has been proven to be totally ineffective in terms of being able to catch their own tests of people sneaking through with stuff. So it's pretty much hit or miss there. We've actually had documents that they put out, made the mistake of not redacting it, showing that they knew and we're saying in internal documents that there was no threat to airplanes or to airports. At the same time, they're trying to turn Texas into a no-fly zone because we had legislators here saying we're not going to allow you to molest children before they can fly. But let's talk about the next step that this is going to. And that is what is rapidly being rolled out, the smart city agenda. Because when we go back and we look at the war on drugs, I think most conservatives don't understand that the war on drugs is really a UN agenda. We had that experiment. We did it constitutionally with alcohol. We said, hey, it's not working. And then for some reason, a couple of decades later, we'd had a war on drugs declared by Richard Nixon. But when he did it, he used a template that had already been put in place 10 years earlier by the UN in 1961. And so this really is a UN agenda. And it's a shame that conservatives don't realize that and they go around and support this. I had law enforcement against prohibition, Ryan. An individual there, Jim Gerak, he used to be a prosecutor up in Cook County in Chicago. And now, you know, he fights very hard against prohibition. And he drew my attention to the fact that this is a long-term UN agenda. And that's really where he's fighting it, is at the UN. He's trying to go there and fight it at the UN. So when we look at these different agendas that are coming along, there's another UN agenda for smart cities. And as part of this, they want to take away our ability to even own cars, let alone tell you that you can get a license. They don't want you to have a license. They don't want you to even own a car. That's the next step. And, of course, when they put these 5G devices in, they're going to be able to tax and track our every movement. It's also going to create health issues. What do you think about that issue?
Well, it sounds like a gross violation of many of our rights. And, you know, the Fourth Amendment's not being considered very much here either. We give the right to, you know, to be, you know, not to be surveilled, not to the right to be secure in our persons, papers, and effects of things. That means we should be able to go where we want to go without being tracked, and that we should be able to conduct business and do things without people knowing. And you know, in other words, there's private. We're private. We have a right to privacy.
That's right. But we've lost that, right? And we gradually lost that, first with the automobile licensing, you know, put you in a database, they start collecting biometric information on you. Then they started physically searching us or x-raying us in order for us to fly. Now they're going to take it to the next level. They're going to go into the cities. Yeah.
So here's what people have to do. They have to say no. They have to say, no, I'm not participating in that. You know, they say, no, I'm not going to obtain a driver's license because I'm not required to, because I have the right to travel. So I'm not going to surrender my right and allow the government to take possession of that and then turn around and purchase or participate in their permit program. A license is nothing more than government giving you permission to do something that is otherwise illegal. And who made it illegal? They made it illegal. That doesn't mean it's unlawful. I have the lawful right to travel, and I can do so by whatever means and methods I so desire, and I do so without permit and without licensure. I don't have a driver's license now. I haven't had one for like 5 years, and I'm never going to get one.
So when you, as a governor, say that we're not going to implement certain things, because remember, when they put in the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, they said, well, if you don't put that in at the state level, we're going to withhold your highway funds. When we had people here in Texas say, you're not going to search our kids, put your hands on their bodies for no reason at all, they said, well, we're going to turn Texas into a no-fly zone if you don't pass that law. So what do you do when the federal government says to do that as governor?
You tell them to jump in the stinking lake. I mean, does Texas have planes? They can put them in the air if they want to. You know, the United States does not own Texas Air. Texas owns Texas Air. You know, I'm talking not the airplanes, but the airspace. You know, so, you know, they might prevent, I don't know. That's the problem. Until the states will check the federal, we're going to have these problems. The states have to start standing up and checking when the federal government is out of bounds.
And everybody says that they're going to do it, but Ryan Bundy has done it. And I know Ryan Bundy would do it. And that's why his Twitter is Battleborn Bundy. That's where you can find him. A lot of people will talk the talk, but you've already walked the walk. And so I know that you would call their bluff on it, that you would tell people what the constitutional issue was, and that you would stand up to it because you've already done all of those things.
And I would be within the law to do so. The supreme law of the land is the Constitution. And so they want to get tough, and they want to say, oh, you can't do that because of this act or that act. Well, I'll say, no, the supreme law of the land, we have not given you authority. You know, again, you know, the 10th Amendment is so wonderful because it makes clear that, you know, federal government does not have authority.
Absolutely right. Let me give out the website one more time. We're out of time. GovernorBundy.com. Good luck to you, Ryan. Hope you win.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their technique. Based
off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend Coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
That's right. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. That's what I was talking about earlier in the broadcast. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. The social credit system in China. We talked about the person who was doing well in that system. She'd done everything right. She's buying the right products, saying the right things on social media, even married the right kind of person to increase her social credit score. And then I'm going to tell you about the other side of this, what this looks like. And I'm going to tell you about how it's being implemented by the same people in Silicon Valley that are censoring you, shadow banning you, banning you, banning your speech, and banning InfoWars. And so we're going to talk about all of that and what has just come out about the hardware hack by the Chinese, how President Trump has reacted to this. All that's coming up in this segment. And then the next hour, we're going to be joined by Lori Gregory, Mom Street Journal. We'll talk to her about the issues of health whistleblowers and some of the things that she saw as she was working on Wall Street, some of the things she saw happening with Big Pharma and the things that she's been speaking out about. So she's going to be joining us in the next hour. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the things that you can use to provide for your health and the health of your family, starting with clean water. And we have a special just for the listeners of this program. You can use the coupon code REALNEWS to get 15% off a ProPure King water filtration system. This is the large gravity feed water filter system from ProPure. And if you're not taking care of your water proactively, you need to be doing that. That's the first thing you need to do. Because you never know, regardless of what kind of water system you're on, whether you're on a city water or whether you've got your own well, you never know if something is going to turn up in the water. Even after you have it tested, something can happen. You can have a leak somewhere into the groundwater. Or you can have malpractice at the city level, as we saw in Flint, Michigan. So always be proactive. Don't wait until something happens to you or your family from poisoned water. And you can get that gravity feed water filter system for 15% off. Again, you don't have to use electricity, so it's great when you have a natural disaster. The ProPure King water filtration system, 15% off with the code REALNEWS. Also, at InfoWarsStore.com, we have 40% off of BrainForce Plus and 40% off of Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. And we have our last run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Make sure you pick up yours today before it's gone. Well, let's talk about the other side of what this looks like in China with the social credit score. It's not just in China, of course. It's also in India. They're doing the same thing. They just haven't hammered people in a negative way the way the Chinese have done. But it's also being supported by all of these big Silicon Valley multinational corporations. In India, they call it the Aadhaar system, and they have more than 95% of the people already entered into that database, that biometric database. You're going to have that ID in order to participate in any kind of economic activity. Sound familiar? That's actually, that term, Aadhaar, is actually their language. It means foundation. What is this system, this biometric pervasive system that demands that you identify yourself to the government before you do anything? What is that the foundation for? Well, it is the foundation for a digital tyranny, and it's already even further than that in China. They have taken the lead because they are the darlings of the globalist crowd. The globalists created China, made it a special case, gave it preference in terms of manufacturing, in terms of trade and other issues, because they knew that the Chinese communists would work with them. They could make these guys very, very wealthy. You know, they already have a kind of economic fascism. We talk about the fascism here in the United States, where you have the corporations working hand in glove with the government, but over there, they're one and the same thing. And so it's very easy for them to implement the system in China. Already, about 10 million people have been punished through this social credit system. And here's the example of one of them, as reported by ABC. Liu Hu is just one of them. He was an investigative journalist who's uncovered corruption at top levels of the Communist Party, and he even solved serial murder cases for them. But the government considers him an enemy. Why? Because he talks about corruption in the government as well. So even though he found solved serial murder cases, he is an enemy of the state. He lost his social credit. He was charged with a speech crime, and now he finds himself locked out of society because of a low score. In 2015, he lost a defamation case after he accused a government official of extortion. Last year, the 43-year-old found himself blacklisted as quote-unquote dishonest under a pilot social credit scheme. He said there are a lot of people who are on the blacklist wrongly, but they can't get off of it, says Hu. And, of course, there are people who are on the no-fly list here in the United States who don't know how they got on, and they don't know how to get off because you can't get due process. So it's not just Brett Kavanaugh. They care about Brett Kavanaugh because they go to the same cocktail parties with Brett Kavanaugh. He's part of that inside group. He's part of the Georgetown clique. And so they care when he doesn't have due process. It matters to Lindsey Graham. But when you are accused, that same Lindsey Graham will say, shut up, you don't get a lawyer. Well, you know, it's about time we have a constitution for everybody, not just the Brett Kavanaughs of this world. And I'm very sorry that Brett Kavanaugh was treated that way, but I'm even more sorry about the small men and women who don't matter to them, who get trampled all the time under this system. And what do you think they're going to do to us in this kind of social credit system? We've already seen how it works with the no-fly list. And we got Democrats out there saying, well, we need to take that no-fly list and we need to expand it. Say it's a no-buy list where you can't buy guns. They're going to do that to everything. They're going to make sure that you can't even ride inside the smart cities that they're creating because they're going to control all of the vehicles. And if you don't have the right kind of social credit score, you won't get a ride. They're already doing this with Uber and Lyft. They'll shadow ban people that they won't go pick up. They were caught doing that with government officials. They're afraid the government officials are going to regulate them. So they put a geofence around certain areas that they knew were government regulatory areas to make sure that if these people called, it looked like they were going to have an Uber or Lyft come by and pick them up, but it wouldn't come by and pick them up. And they would do the same thing to people that they had a lot of complaints about. What do you think they're going to do in these smart cities when the government works with a few large corporations that are going to run it just the same way that they're running Facebook and Twitter and YouTube? It's going to be exactly the same system, except it's going to be in physical space and not in cyberspace. You've got Tim Cook, as this is all happening in China, of course. Tim Cook, just last week at the World Internet Conference that was in China, talked about cyber sovereignty. The idea that governments all over the world should have the right to control what appears on the internet in their countries. And folks, this is exactly what Marco Rubio is about. After InfoWars was shut down at the beginning of August and Alex Jones went to Washington, D.C., what did Marco Rubio do? Well, he held little show trials there. And when Alex confronted him in the hallway, he said, "I don't know who you are. I don't go to your website." Well, if you don't know who he is, how do you know that he's even got a website? Eventually, he admitted he was lying. But he didn't hold hearings to talk about free speech or even free press. Instead, when he got Twitter and Facebook in there, because YouTube was too arrogant to even show up, when he got them in there, he said, "You're going to do what we say here in America, right? In other words, we're going to have cyber sovereignty in our country, right? You're not going to just do this for the Chinese." Marco Rubio has the mindset of a Chinese dictator. He's not out there trying to get free speech back for you and for our press organizations. He's not out there trying to do that. He's out there trying to make sure he's going to control what you are allowed to see in America because, you know, cyber sovereignty, what he's going to push. As Tim Cook said, or some people said of Tim Cook, in practice in China, that amounts to the largest system of censorship and digital surveillance in the world. Criticism of the Chinese Communist Party is sharply curtailed and can even land you in jail. But Cook didn't mention that. Instead, he's talking about how the Chinese are going to have the rightful cybersecurity in their country. And he praised them during the keynote speech. He talked about openness and shared benefits. You think that's what's happening in China? You think that's what's happening in America? Yeah, there's an openness, all right. Your life is an open book to them, and everything they do is closed to you. And there are no shared benefits. The benefits all flow in just one direction, just like all of the information. It was kind of interesting. Last week, we had that tiny chip that they found. We'll talk about this on the other side. We'll talk about how they found this chip being put on by Supermicro Computer, a San Jose company, one of the world's biggest suppliers of motherboards, and they're putting spy chips on products that are being sold throughout the world. Stay with us. Be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like
Better information is game-changing. Our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogens. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we had a report that came out last week from Bloomberg talking about the tiny chip. And, of course, you've seen it. It was up on the Drudge Report several days. Everybody covered it pretty much. It was a big deal. We had Vice President Pence talk about how China was a major threat to this country. We've had President Trump come out and say that he wants to get Chinese parts out of American weapons. But then over the weekend, we had the Department of Homeland Security, which you would think would jump all over an excuse to do more, because they're constantly selling fear at Homeland Security. And yet they come out and say, nothing to worry about here. It's okay. We side with Apple and Amazon in denying that there was a Chinese spy chip. The original Bloomberg story is very, very thorough, very detailed, very well documented. Of course, they have anonymous sources, but that doesn't discredit it. And I think President Trump sees that there, as well as Vice President Pence, sees the danger there, even if Homeland Security is going to side with the CIA, Apple, and Amazon. That should tell you something about what's going on here, because we've got the deep state, the globalist wing of the government, siding with the Chinese, ignoring the threat to this country as they have for so long. We saw during the Clinton administration the massive scandals, the transfer of military technology, and even to the extent that they knew the individuals, Charlie Tree and all these others, they gave them plea bargain agreements so that they could get the information. Typically, they will give a plea bargain agreement to somebody who is lower down so they can tell them what's going on, so they can get the ringleader of all the stuff. But, of course, in this case, the ringleader was the Clintons, and they didn't do anything with that information. So they just gave him legal immunity. That shows you how deep the corruption was back in the Clinton administration. And all of those people are basically still there in the FBI, in the Department of Justice, in the CIA. All the people who covered up for Johnny Wong and Charlie Tree, the Lippo Group, all these other scandals of the 1990s and transferring that technology. And again, they made sure that none of these people went to jail, didn't have anything really happen to them, gave them immunity so they could find out and hear their story. Well, that's very nice. That's a very interesting story. You're free to go now. And we're not going to use any of that information to go after the people who are higher up. That should tell you a great deal. But let's talk about basically what Bloomberg had to say. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail with this on the other side, but I'll go as far into it as I can. They went back to 2015, and what we have here, folks, is something that the reason, I think, that the deep state, the CIA, Homeland Security, are denying this story is because this is something that went on for 3 years, and they did nothing about it. It was security that was compromised in this country. Nothing was done about it. And, of course, we have seen, whether it involved this chip being put inside computers or not, we have seen the CIA hacked their Vault 7 material. was exposed. Not only the manuals, that was what was originally shown by WikiLeaks, so people could understand that all this stuff about Russiagate was just nonsense. They could make it look like they were any state organization whatsoever when they did hacks. They showed the manual that showed the capability of it. The code was leaked by other people, and eventually that was put out as well. But the CIA got hacked. The NSA got hacked. The Pentagon got hacked. All their data files. We have seen credit reporting agencies here. 143 million plus Americans had their identity stolen by the people who are supposed to be giving you a credit score. How about that? There's your secret credit score. Not so secret anymore. All your personal financial information out there on the web. And we've seen the Federal Reserve hacked as well. Is this part of it? This chip will tell you how that chip was put on by the Chinese in the manufacturing process. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. GovExec, that's GovExec.com, reports that President Trump wants Chinese parts out of American weapons. The Pentagon intends to invest in domestic manufacturing to reduce its over-reliance on Chinese and other foreign-made parts in American weapons, top defense officials said on Thursday. The report says China is the only producer of various chemicals needed in missiles and bombs. Japan and European nations are the only suppliers of certain carbon fibers used in missiles, satellites, and space rockets. Germany is the prime supplier of special vacuum tubes for night vision goggles, it says. But China is mentioned 232 times in the report, which has been in the works for more than a year by a handful of government agencies. Now, this is something that is not simply based on the Bloomberg story that came out last week. That only underscores it and adds emphasis to the fact that President Trump wants to get Chinese parts out of American weapons. And, of course, we also had, as that report was coming out last week, we had Vice President Pence come out and talk about how the real threat to this country, the greater threat to this country, I should say, because Russia certainly is a competitor and they are a threat to this country. But the Chinese are a far, far greater threat than the Russians are. And Vice President Pence said that last week. And I want to take a look at the reaction of the deep state. But before we do, just what was involved in this Bloomberg report? Because I didn't talk about this last week. We were totally subsumed with all the back and forth with Kavanaugh, the nomination, the false accusations, and what was being done there. This report from Bloomberg goes back to 2015. And in it, Amazon.com was evaluating a startup company called Elemental Technologies. Now, they were going to use them to stream video services. And this was as part of their Amazon Prime Video. They had technology that had been used for the Olympic Games to stream that online. that had technology that had been used to communicate with the International Space Station, that was also used to send drone footage to the CIA. And, of course, Amazon is involved with the CIA, with the Pentagon and so forth. Their Amazon Web Services, AWS, has a lot of data services for the CIA, and they're in the process of getting a more than $10 billion contract for the Pentagon. And so AWS, the people who are serving data not only for other companies and individuals, but also for the CIA, the Pentagon, started investigating Elemental to see if they were secure. And what they found was that there was something that was suspicious as they did the investigation. They dug further, and they found something on the Supermicro computer. It's on the motherboards that were being made by Supermicro. And this is a company that's based out of San Jose, but they get their motherboards manufactured in China. Now, you may remember, going back to the Snowden documents, that it came out at that point in time that they had the NSA had a group that was down in San Antonio here in Texas. And if they had somebody that was a suspect and they ordered a computer or some kind of equipment like that, they would route it through this division down in San Antonio, and they would open up the package and they would stick something into the hardware so that they could eavesdrop on this suspicious person. So they would interject themselves into the shipment line. Now, it appears what is happening with this in terms of the investigation, this is what Bloomberg said, was that the Chinese government was doing the same thing, but they were doing it in the manufacturing process. So you have all these different companies, and it's not just Elemental. It also involved Apple Computer, and they would get motherboards that would be manufactured by Supermicro in San Jose. But, of course, pretty much everything, about 75% of computer components, are now being manufactured in China. So that gave them a, it's 90% of PCs. It's 75% of mobile phones being manufactured in China. So the Chinese government, which demands that they have an intimate role in all the manufacturing that's going on there, as well as the intellectual property rights. You know, piracy is a big part of the China experience, a big part of the China price. They demand that they have ownership, but that's not enough. They will still come in and steal your intellectual property in China when you do business with them. And that also involves them being able to go in, evidently, and add hacking hardware into the parts of their manufacturing. Again, 90% of the PCs and 75% of the phones are manufactured in China. So this is an excellent way for them to interject themselves into the system. Remember that they had software that they'd put on Hillary Clinton's private server that sent them a courtesy copy of everything that she sent and received. And while that was a different kind of hack, that was a software hack that they were able to put on her private server because it wasn't secure. But when they can do this from a hardware standpoint, that may be one of the reasons why we have seen the CIA hacked, the NSA hacked, the Pentagon hacked, all of your private data hacked. They have hacked into the Federal Reserve. Because you have to understand that the Chinese are not just interested in getting military secrets. They're also interested in getting corporate secrets. They're interested in knowing, for example, what's going on in Federal Reserve meetings because they would like to know what kind of economic moves the central banks are going to be making so they can play that market and make money off of that. So it's a full spectrum surveillance and spying that the Chinese are doing. They're doing it for business purposes as well as for military purposes. So again, they found when they sent these motherboards for testing, and again, this began, according to Bloomberg, it began with an investigation by Amazon, by the Amazon Web Services that were doing this for the CIA. They start looking at the products that were part of Elemental Technologies. They were going to buy them to run Amazon Prime. They noticed that something fishy was going on there. They started investigating further. They got it down to the board level, and they realized that there was a part that had been put on there that was not a part of the original design. And so that's what Bloomberg is reporting here. Again, Elemental servers could be found on Department of Defense data centers as part of CIA drone operations, as a part of onboard networks of Navy warships. And Elemental was just one of hundreds of customers of Supermicro, this American corporation that had its boards manufactured in China. And they put just a little bit of, put a little Easter egg on there for President Xi. So I could tap into it, see if there was anything interesting going on at the end customer level. Now, Apple was also a Supermicro customer. They had planned to order 30,000 of their servers. And then about the same time all this stuff was discovered by Amazon in 2015, Apple canceled those orders for 30,000 motherboards that were going to be put on their servers. Now, Apple says it had nothing to do with that. It was something else. You know, just a coincidence that that all happened at the same time. And now Apple and Amazon are disputing this story. And they're joined in all of this with Homeland Security, who, as I said, is very suspicious because Homeland Security is always wanting to get us concerned about things, even when there really isn't an issue. They're always out there pushing the fear angle. As one person talking to Bloomberg said, supply chain safety in cyberspace is an issue of common concern. And talked about how it's typically done by the CIA as part of the post-manufacturing part of the shipping where they would come in and do it. But in this particular case, it appeared to be done in the manufacturing process. Folks, this is something that goes to the level of why the government is trying to control the internet. As I said before, why Marco Rubio is talking to these people saying, you're going to follow our cyber sovereignty here, aren't you? Because they know that they're working with the Chinese already. The question is, are they going to work with the Chinese in China? And are they going to work with the U.S. in the U.S.? Or are they going to work with the Chinese in both places? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with Prebiotic Fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us in studio is Lori Gregory. Of course, you can find her. She has a website, themomstreetjournal.com. Great name. And you are on Wall Street, so that's a great name for that. Because you're interested in individual issues and health issues and family issues. That's kind of what you focus on, right? You were a whistleblower about big pharmaceuticals on Wall Street, and you've got a journalism background in your family, so it was a natural for you, wasn't it?
That's correct. Once I became a mom, I realized the challenge of being a natural mom in the modern world was very real. Mm-hmm. And as the pharma machines ramped up heavily in 2015 with SB 277 in California, things took a heavy political spin. I sort of pivoted away from...
And let's tell everybody what that is. Of course, that's the mandatory vaccination and, of course, penalizing people, not letting them get any schooling and so forth, being pushed by a doctor.
Right.
Pan.
Right. Dick Pan.
Yeah.
22 pharmaceutical products in your child at the age of 5 or no access to public or private school, which is a bit of a controversial, hypocritical piece of legislation when you consider that the Constitution of the state of California says that no one shall be denied access to education. For example, if you're in California as an illegal American or a non-American, you can still send your child to public school. But if you have a perfectly healthy child that doesn't have 22 pharmaceutical products in them by the age of 5, you cannot.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And of course, this is the party that hung their hat on the pro-choice label.
Right.
You're not pro-choice when it comes to what you put into your kids.
That's
if you're
right.
concerned about the health or if you're concerned about their education. You
right.
can't, whatever goes in their mind or body, they're going to control that.
Sure.
No choice about that.
And we watched on the floor of the California Democratic Convention in 2015 as SB 277 was making its rounds through the various committees, how Elizabeth Warren stood there and chanted in a speech with all the California legislators saying, you know, yes, we're all going to vote. And they did a mock vote of SB 277 months before it was even actually put through a full vote in Sacramento. And they passed it unanimously. And there were people walking around on the floor in white coats. And it was really a mockery of the health freedom movement and what California really is supposed to stand for. Mm. Most people think granola, healthy lifestyle, yoga. And to have this kind of legislation put into law, and in some ways was probably the greatest thing that happened for the health freedom movement, because it woke up a lot of health freedom warriors and mamas that were really interested in other states and protecting their children. Mm-hmm. They saw what happened in California, and it really made them take heed and start to get serious about protecting their own laws in their own states.
And it was full spectrum manipulation, too. I mean, controlling, you had thousands of people showing up to speak, and said, no, you're not going to be allowed to speak. You
know, absolutely.
People are allowed to say during the process. And stuff.
5-6 hours, parents, you know, waiting in line in Sacramento at the State House, circling the floors, waiting, you know, all the way out the door. And there were literally thousands with babies in arms. And the Sacramento Bee and I think the San Jose Mercury News both said there were dozens of parents that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I...
And that's why they're coming after social media.
Right.
Because they don't want those same people that they wouldn't allow to speak. That's why I keep telling people, it's not simply about the freedom of the press. It's about the free speech of the people.
Correct.
Because what you think about the articles that you read, whether you agree with them or disagree with them, that's what they don't want out there. Just like they didn't want those people to speak at those meetings.
Correct. And watching the process, which really was a mockery when people did try to speak up at the hearings, having them be cut off if they said anything more than just their name and they objected. So that was a real wake-up call for me. You know, being a fourth-generation journalist, I always believed in the Fourth Estate. I really felt that there was ethics, there were ethics and value and truth bearers that were carrying the torch. And in some cases, that's true. There are some patriots that are in the media. But when I saw the truth of what was happening at Ground Zero in California and what was being reported, I really started to wake up to the truth of fake news.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was right after we got 86th on 8-6, August the 6th. I had we took about 2 days, realized that YouTube wasn't going to talk to us about taking down our channel without any warning, without defining any problems or anything. And so I set up another test channel and I put up two videos. One of them was a report that I did about something that had happened in Samoa about vaccines.
Yes.
And so I got evidently somehow three strikes with two videos. And they took that channel down within 24 hours because, you know, you're not supposed to talk about certain things. One of the things that woke you up, though, that I wanted to talk to you about was the fact that since we're coming into flu season.
Oh, yes. And
you see
this
being pushed everywhere. Tell us about that, because that's what really what woke you up and got you involved about vaccines back in 2009.
Right? Sure. That's absolutely. I had a really good friend who was 3 months pregnant, and she got caught up in the swine flu machine and the propaganda surrounding it. And she ended up getting vaccinated while she was pregnant. And I found myself having my heart tugged at because I wanted so desperately for her to see a balanced view, but her family came from medical background. And so she really felt like that was the right choice for her. You know, for me, it's really all about choice, David.
Sure.
You know, if there's risk, there must be choice. And just as you have a right, if you're 3 months pregnant, to get vaccinated, you know, I should have a right not to vaccinate if I feel that's best for my body or for my child. And so that was a heartbreaker for me because the child was born and she does have a chronic condition.
Mm.
And has to receive an MRI every 3 months and has something called neurofibromatosis, which is a neurological disease. It's really the elephant man disease.
Oh, wow.
And there were cases in the vaccine court that addressed neurological issues with children that were vaccinated in vitro with swine flu. But, you know, 3 years statute of limitations doesn't give parents a lot of time to connect the dots. Mm-hmm. And so as I saw this swine flu narrative ramping up in 2009, I really thought to myself, wow, I guess people really are buying into this propaganda. And I can understand, you know, I've been in the pharma world. I worked on Wall Street doing investor relations for biotech and pharma. I understand the machine that pushes the profit. But I really didn't quite get until that moment how pervasive it was, certainly amongst mothers and young mothers, and how susceptible and vulnerable they are to the programming.
Mm-hmm.
If they haven't had a moment to sort of look outside. And the tragedy, of course, in this whole narrative is that most people don't really look at the big picture until there's an injury or until there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very tragic wake-up call in certain cases.
Well, and we know the pressure that comes on people when they're told from somebody who's an authority.
Okay? Yes.
It could be a medical authority. It could be a government authority. You know, all the thing. Well, I was just following orders.
Sure.
The Nuremberg trial.
Right.
And they did experiments to quantify, you know, it's like, right. Yeah, 2/3 of people are going to do that. Or you get into a room where everybody's giving knowingly the wrong answer. And you know it's the wrong answer, but you'll go along with it.
Sure.
I mean, we've seen all the psychological experiments. That's why it's so important for them to control all the information. They can push their story out there and then make sure that you don't get any, see anybody agrees with you on the other side. That is a very powerful thing, especially when you do it combined, the peer pressure as well as the other stuff. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Lori Gregory, founder and editor of the Mom Street Journal.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX, that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases. Like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2. If you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Night.
Welcome back. We're talking to Lori Gregory. She's here in the studio with us. She publishes the Mom Street Journal. You can find it, themomstreetjournal.com. Also, you can find her on Twitter at MA Street Journal. And Lori has a journalist background, and she's something of a whistleblower, especially when it comes to big pharmaceutical issues. She's got something to tell you about stem cells. I think you're going to find very interesting and very telling about our health freedom, or I should say our lack of it. Yeah. That we have in this country. But before we do, a little bit more, let's talk a little bit more about flu shots, because this is a time of year where they're pushing this everywhere.
Sure.
And tell
you can
us
get
about
free parking in a donut, David, if you go get your flu shot.
Yeah, well, a donut may not be good for you, but it's not nearly as bad for you as the flu shots. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what has come out from the Special Claims Court. And, of course, this is the court that they set up back in 1986 to process vaccine injury claims, and most people don't even know. You talked about the short statute of limitations. Most people don't even know that they can do anything about it, right?
Sure.
Because there's the vaccine court that's there.
Right.
And they have a very short statute of limitations. They always do that with things that they don't want anybody to get any justice for, you know, like sexual assault of children, 3-year statute of limitations. Or if they assault your child with bad medicine, they also put a 3-year statute of limitations on it. But talk to us about what just came out about the flu shot injury and death and what's happened in this latest report.
Well, one of the challenges in having the conversation with people about the risk of vaccine injury is the emotionality. So when we were battling in California to try to, you know, organize our community to stand up against SB 277, the mandatory vaccine bill, it occurred to me with my MBA background, I need to really find sort of the smoking gun in the numbers realm, because numbers don't lie. Mm-hmm. And if you can show people data that's credible, then that sort of neutralizes the emotional component. Maybe people can look at this more logically. So I started to investigate the vaccine court and specifically the judgment report, which is issued annually by the U.S. Special Claims Court. And I started in 2015. I analyzed the 14 data. And then in 16, I analyzed the 15 data, et cetera. So one of the statistics that I noticed in November of 16 was that there was a huge increase in payouts for flu shot injury. It went from 4.9 million to 60 million in 1 year. Hmm. It was 1,188% increase from 15 to 16. And I thought that was rather alarming and also relevant in terms of, you know, the public health. That's an important data statistic that we needed to know about.
It's like 12 times as much. Is that in terms of the number of
payouts?
Cases,
or that's the number of payouts, the total amount of dollars paid out by the U.S. government for vaccine injury and death from the flu shot from 15 to 16 went from 4.9 million to 60 million.
Wow.
I was sort of surprised that little old me, the Mom Street Journal, was uncovering this data point when anything over 20% usually makes the front page of the New York Times, but somehow an over 1,000 increase, you know, percentage increase in something so significant for public information is just completely overlooked. And in defense of the reporters, it was very challenging to get that data. I had to take a scanned PDF. I had to go through by hand and pluck out all the cases from HHS. Mm-hmm. Then I had to, you know, categorize them by vaccine. That's data that I've been trying to get from HHS on its own as a standalone for years. And they finally told me last week that I'm going to have to submit a FOIA request for that or continue to do what I do, which is spend months going through and synthesizing this data, because a scanned PDF does not give you robust search features. It gives you no search features at all.
Search at all, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And bury you with this data.
Correct.
That you can find the needle in the haystack.
Right. And as a sort of tag to that, one of the most disappointing things that happened this year was when the report came out. The fiscal year just ended last week. It ends September 30, which is another odd thing. Who ends the third quarter fiscal year? But okay, government. The numbers for the year are synthesized and then usually posted on the U.S. Special Claims Court website in January. Well, this year, last year's numbers were late. And I kept calling, and by mid-February, I finally was told by the U.S. Special Claims Court Vaccine Division that they would no longer be publishing that report on the U.S. Special Claims Court website, which was a bit of a surprise. I mean, they've posted this report for years on their website. Why all of a sudden are they deciding not to issue the report publicly? Now, when that report is issued, David, it does go to the President of Congress, which is the Vice President of the United States. So I did bring it. I did bring attention over the past couple of years to the fact that this went to Vice President Biden. I published the letter, the cover letter that goes with the report that was addressed to Biden. And I was really looking forward to seeing that with Mike Pence's name on it, because I'd like for him to be held accountable for the fact that this report is going to his desk. So for some reason, it was deep sixed this year. And when I pushed and, you know, sort of said, well, do I have to submit a FOIA in order to get this year's numbers? A clerk finally just sent me the report to sort of shut me up. So I was able to finally get the report, but all of a sudden.
So we don't know, but I mean, it's possible that maybe they don't want Pence to see that report. Maybe they decided that.
Or he saw it and didn't want to have it, have his name attached to it in the public domain.
There needs to be a lot of people out there sending information to Vice President Pence and saying, get this stuff out there. Because if he's covering it up or if they're hiding it from him, either way, he needs to have pressure put on him to get this information out there.
Either way, it's not full disclosure and we went backwards a step.
Yeah.
We should be going forward and we should be acknowledging the fact that over $100 million every single year is paid out in vaccine injury and death, that this is not a rainbow unicorn. This is not a rare occurrence. There are lots of folks who don't have time to connect the dots or don't see the connection between a vaccine and an injury or a chronic illness or condition in their child or in themselves. And especially with Gardasil. I mean, you know, Gardasil is often administered to 9-year-olds. And I've read case after case in the vaccine court, which is all public record. You can look it up on their website, where HPV cases were dismissed because even though the plaintiff had ovarian failure, it wasn't discussed and or discovered until well after 3 years. If a young girl is getting an HPV vaccine at 9, you're not going to necessarily know there's ovarian failure until many years into her teens. So that automatically precludes her from any kind of settlement because she will be outside of that 3-year statute of limitation.
Wow, that's really bad. You know, we had a lot of hope and expectation because President Trump had been pretty open, I think, to vaccine injury from what he was saying as a candidate. There was talk even about RFK Jr., who has been very active in terms of trying to uncover information from HHS and from the CDC and others of the vaccine court. Even a photo op with President Trump and Vice President Pence.
We were so hopeful when we saw that. Yeah. And I still hold out hope. I think it took a tremendous amount of courage for Mr. Kennedy to cross party lines, which is his family's legacy, of course, and to meet with, you know, a Republican president who was controversial before he even took office and to, you know, bravely.
Well, it took a lot of courage all the way around.
Because, absolutely.
I mean, you go up against Big Pharma. That's big.
Absolutely.
Big money, and they have their hooks into everybody left and right on cable TV because the Clintons allowed them to basically become
one of
the biggest sponsors of
President
everything.
Clinton, the FCC, allowed direct to consumer advertising in the 90s so
Ask
that
your doctor.
And it normalizes the concept that people need to be on chronic medication, right? So I'm just holding hope that President Trump will move forward. I want to just make an appeal. I have met with members of his administration, and I do believe that we have a moment here in this administration. We have a president in the White House who really understands some of these risks and has been very verbal about that behind closed doors and somewhat publicly. We all saw the debate at the Reagan Library, right, when he admitted that he thought there was a connection.
So we have to have, you know, the onus is on us, you know, as supporters of Trump or whatever. We need to have his ear. You know, we've got somebody there who will listen to us, but we have to say it because he's going to get pressure and he's going to have things hidden from him from the
other
side.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Lori Gregory here in studio, and of course you can find her on the internet, themomstreetjournal.com, also on Twitter, MA Street Journal, Ma Street Journal. And it's been very interesting. We're going to talk about stem cells and what Lori was saying during the commercial break. She said she frequently talks to people who are stumping for one candidate or the other, and if you want to stump them, you just ask them where their candidate stands on health freedom. Because most of them don't have a stand, because they don't care about health freedom. They don't care about informed consent.
Absolutely. It's really up to us to educate our lawmakers. And if you don't know who your lawmaker is and you aren't invested in at this point in building that relationship, you really want to think about that. That's a way to really activate your citizenship. Mm-hmm. And if you actually go to mycellsmychoice.org, there is a Find Your Lawmaker button. You can look up and see who your local and federal lawmakers are. And you want to reach out. If health freedom is something that's important to you, then you really need to teach them mm-hmm. what health freedom is. You need to educate them on rights to your own stem cells, on vaccine choice, on cannabis.
And I think that's a great example to show people that we really can make a change.
Absolutely.
Because here you have cannabis. This was I'd like to point this out to our conservative audience, that this is something that was a UN agenda, the war on drugs.
Yep.
They had everything set, all four schedules, and the drugs in each of these schedules 10 years before Richard Nixon said, hey, I've got an idea. It was the UN's idea. He imposed it on everybody. And then we took it away state by state. Now there's 60% of the states have overturned that, and they haven't done anything about it because they don't have the legal authority to do anything about it. We can change these
we
things.
We can change these
the
things.
At the grassroots level. That is truly a grassroots nullification of federal overreach, regardless of what you think about that particular issue, regardless of whether you like medical marijuana or not. It's still something that shows people how this can work on a variety of issues.
Absolutely. And even non-THC cannabis or mm-hmm. CBD. You know, CBD has incredible health benefits for the body and helps a lot of people. But if you're in Missouri or Idaho, even with no THC CBD, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
So we still have a lot of work to do in educating lawmakers and standing up for our rights as humans to choose what we put on and in our bodies.
That's right. Yeah. Even something that doesn't have any psychoactive effect whatsoever, because that's what we're talking about. CBD versus THC, those are
correct.
Both there in a cannabis plant, and they can engineer it to have all of one and none of the other, or any kind of mixture, but you can get something that has absolutely no THC, which is what has the mental effect, and doesn't get anybody high, doesn't have any effect except from a health standpoint, and they'll still put people in jail. Let's talk a little bit about stem cells.
Yes.
Because there's something that's happening with stem cells, and we'll play a little bit of a trailer here to get people some more information about it. But introduce the topic.
So it turns out that our fat tissue has 500 times more stem cells than bone marrow. Which is a bit of a surprise. Most Americans are not aware of this fact. And the challenge that we're facing right now is that we have access to our own healing stem cells in a very minimally invasive procedure. You can harvest out some of your stem cells out of your fat while you're awake. You take the fat out, you centrifuge it down, you separate the stem cells from the fat, and then you can inject those stem cells either into a specific location, depending on where you have tissue damage, if it's a joint mm-hmm. or, you know, a knee or a shoulder, or you can inject it systemically into your body through an IV, and the stem cells will actually migrate to where there is tissue damage, and in many cases do some very significant tissue repair.
Wow.
Well, it is amazing,
because
right?
I remember when we had the stem cell debate about babies, you know, taking
right.
embryos and so forth. And everybody was saying, look, all the promising stuff that we've seen so far has been with adult stem cell stuff, which is what you're talking about.
Correct.
And this is your own
this is
body.
Your own. It's the most holistic form of stem cell therapy that you could apply.
Wow.
And sadly, most Americans, when they hear stem cells, they think Michael J. Fox, they think fetal cell tissue. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't really know that this is an available treatment that can be done very simply.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a scientist in Florida named Dr. Kristen Camilla. She's with U.S. Stem Cell Clinic. She's an incredible pioneer and an amazing scientist who is probably one of the most, if not the most, published in the scientific literature on adipose or fat-based stem cell therapy. She's trained over 700 healthcare practitioners on how to do this particular procedure, which I described as very minimally invasive mm-hmm. and certainly is a lot less risk for an infection like bone marrow. Bone marrow is extremely painful. Mm-hmm. It's much more risky to the patient, especially if there's a chronic disease or chronic infection.
Well, people have fat removed all the time. It's
sure.
Life suction.
I know. All these plastic surgeons
yeah.
throwing away all this gold, you know, these fat cells that have the stem cells.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's actually very true.
Yeah.
So as a result of her work, the FDA, which did approve another over-the-counter product by Novartis, which is $500,000 a dose as a stem cell product. And that was in the past year.
I wonder why. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They've decided that Dr. Camilla, who can, you know, take a sample of your own stem cells and can actually then grow them and have them available to you for the rest of your life at whatever age you have them extracted for $6,000 thereabouts, is just not acceptable. So they've decided to sue her.
Right people at the FDA.
Right. Yeah. They're suing her to try to make her stop. And they are claiming that our healing cells, our stem cells in our bodies should be categorized as a drug.
Wow.
Yep.
That is absolutely amazing. Let's play a little bit of the trailer to give people a little taste for this, and then they can go get more information from that. You'll find this at mycellsmychoice.org. Here's a little bit of the trailer introducing what Lori was just telling us.
You've been the focus of an articles. They're making a lot of claims about you.
I don't know if people realize how painful it is to read some of these things, to portray me as someone who is out to take advantage. What I'm doing is fighting for the rights of the patients.
Do you think some of it has to do with bias? How can a woman be on the forefront of medical research?
And I also tend to look young, female. Plays for an interesting story in the media. And I've really dedicated my career to studying stem cells and the body's natural healing. And I have to remember all of the patients who are counting on me to have the voice when they don't have the voice.
What kind of percentage successes have you guys had with these procedures?
In the largest orthopedic study that was done, 93% of patients had improvement with one treatment.
93?
There is no medication, surgery, or procedure that has those numbers with the low side effect profile.
In tens of thousands of patients, we can only point to a handful of adverse events which get replayed on the front page of the newspaper, and I get crucified for.
Medications can be approved with 20% adverse event rate. They also accept death.
Death could be a side effect. We're talking about FDA-approved drugs.
Really?
Shocking. If you were to get the stem cells, what is the worst that could happen?
The body throws them away and ignores it.
So no harm.
Compared with replacing a knee with a metal device, boy, I'd take a stem cell treatment any day of the week.
Once you start getting surgeries, you know, once they cut you open and go in, you're never 100%.
Medication is so quickly dispensed here. I just didn't want to get caught up in a situation where it would become habit-forming for me.
So after your stem cell treatment, were there any side effects?
There were no negative side effects.
Where would you put your pain level now?
I don't have any pain now.
Zero? You went from 8.5 to 0.
Yes, I did.
I never.
I want to follow up with Lori Gregory here, of course, the Mom Street Journal. That is an amazing story. 93% effective, she said?
After one treatment, people with orthopedic issues. Wow. So in an era where we have an opioid crisis
is that
in our
like
country.
In place of like hip replacement surgery, things like that? Is that what you're looking at? Or?
I think it probably depends on the patient, and I certainly am not a medical professional, so I can't speak to that.
So somebody getting an artificial knee, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I did just receive a copy of that study, actually, from Michelle Parlow, who was just talking about that.
Because I read an article not too long ago, a guy who was himself a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a problem with the surgical procedure for the hip replacement, but what happened was the medical device, talking about putting metal in you, okay, and
right.
The issue with that. What happened was these implants that they were putting in people, the artificial hips,
mm-hmm.
had an issue with them, and it was something that leaked out and essentially turned into poison, and these people developed severe life-threatening, life-altering diseases as a result of the implanted medical device.
Well, I think that's really one of the challenges that we're facing in this Western medical industrial complex, David, yeah. is that you can't take one concept and apply it across an entire population. Humans are all different. The variable is the human.
Mm-hmm.
That's why vaccines don't work for everybody. That's why hip replacements don't
work.
I wish
we had more time, but we're out of time. That's it for our broadcast. If you want to find more information, you can see mycellsmychoice.org. Also, you can go to themomstreetjournal.com. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, David.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.